Again, welcome and good morning. Wait, let's try it. Good morning. All right. Should have reversed that with a welcome, but in any case, it's great to see so many folks coming back as we start the fall together. Some new faces and many familiar ones. As we turn our hearts and minds to God's word for us today, will you pray with me? Let us pray. God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we pray to you today. Give us ears to hear, and Lord, give me words to speak. Amen. Amen. When Lisa and I moved to Providence 8 or 9 months ago, we were really excited to get started. Like anyone moving in a new direction, starting a new school, maybe starting a new job, we wanted to get plugged in, to find out what was going on, to see what was happening here in Providence. But socially, outside of our new church family, we didn't really know anyone. We didn't really know anyone socially. And so we did what any self-respecting 20-something Generation X or Y person would do. We turned to the internet. And we found this social networking site called meetup.com. Have you heard of it? It's on the internet there. And it tries to connect people with different interests, or rather with similar interests, to each other. So for example, if you want to work on your Spanish, there's a group for you. If you love Harry Potter, there's a group for you. If you are from the Lone Star State of Texas and you miss home and want to talk about it, there's a group for you. And so we went to this site, like most other people, because we wanted to connect. We wanted to belong. But as with any group, becoming a part of it, there's sort of an initiation that's involved, something you go through as you become part of that group. In the case of meetup.com and their various groups, the initiation pretty much is just showing up for the first time. And so we found a group called Sushi Lovers of Rhode Island. Sushi Lovers of Rhode Island. And we decided to go and meet them at a local sushi shop. And as far as initiations go, you know, eating sushi with a bunch of people seems pretty tame, right? Seems pretty easy. As it turns out, this group consisted of some very strange individuals, probably best characterized as social misfits, let's just say. They didn't seem to fit into any particular group, and they kind of had found each other as sushi lovers, and they got together. They had a lot of inside jokes that only they would get. Apparently some of them lived together in this sort of commune-type setting. It's very strange. And we were thinking how strange this is. And they turned to us and said, you know, it's great that you're here with us. Sometimes people come to our group, and then we never see them again. And Lisa and I were there with our sushi sort of saying, I wonder why that could be. I don't know. But we were thinking, maybe this is our initiation into the social scene of Providence. Maybe this is what people here are like. Maybe these are going to be our new best friends. And so as it turned out, though, this initiation into this sushi eating group was really a false initiation. It didn't lead anywhere. It was kind of a once and then let's never talk about it again kind of experience. And today, as we read these stories from the Bible, these two kinds of initiation stories of a baptism in Acts and of a passing through the Red Sea in Exodus, we're going to see that biblical initiation is different from this. In one case, it leads nowhere, in the sushi eater's case. And in the other, it leads to a journey of life and growth and faith. So it's not the end. An initiation in the Bible is not an end to itself, but it's a means to begin a journey. The story from the book of Acts is an example of what scholars call a household baptism story, or a household baptism experience. It's one example from Scripture about how a person comes to faith and they decide to be baptized. Along with them, their entire household, maybe their wife, their children, their servants, whoever. And this kind of story has been fodder for years in the ongoing debate about infant versus adult baptisms in different Christian church traditions. And one of the main concerns that people have with this kind of story is about this jailkeeper and his household getting baptized, is that they think if he gets baptized and his kids get baptized, that's it. That the guy's family got baptized, now they're saved, end of story. And And that doesn't seem right somehow. Today, as we baptize little Leah Bay, wherever she may be at the moment, the question of what does baptism mean is before us once again. What does it mean that we should baptize this little child of God? Baptism, you see, is not merely a one-time and then let's forget about it type experience, like our visit to the sushi eaters. Instead, baptism is the beginning of a journey of faith. Imagine what it would be like if the baptism process were like the timeline of an NFL quarterback's career. Think about this. This is very biblical. Coming out of college, a star quarterback is generally given 3 to 4 seasons to develop, to fully mature into a bona fide star, into a starting player. From the time they are initiated and baptized into the limelight of the premier position on the football team, they are given 3 to 4 years to make it work, to be a star. Otherwise, they're rejected and tossed aside and called failures. People who experience early success, like Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger, become superstars. And then others, Byron Leftwich comes to mind, or Ryan Leaf, for those of you who know football, they become watchwords for failure. If you don't do it immediately, you're cast aside. And thankfully for us today, we know that baptism is really an initiation. It's really just the beginnings of faith. It's not its completion. There's a journey that will follow. This is just that first step. Here's a place where considering a passage from the Old Testament can help inform what we're learning from the New Testament. Consider this pattern from Scripture. First, initiation, then journey, finally, arrival. Initiation, journey, arrival. For the Hebrew people in Egypt, they were initiated as God's people by passing through the Red Sea, by going through that saving water. Do you see that connection? As we know, this wasn't the end of the story. The Bible doesn't say, and Moses and the Hebrew people passed through the Red Sea, the end. No, that's not how it goes. Instead of this, this is just an initiation into a process of learning to listen to God, learning to trust God. After passing through the Red Sea, after all, the Hebrew people spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness, learning all of these lessons on a journey of faith, until finally they arrive at the border of the Promised Land. One day, finally, they arrive. One of the symbolic links between the Acts passage and the Old Testament story of Moses and the Hebrew people is in both cases, the people of God have passed through the saving waters. In baptism, we pass through the saving waters of God's grace and are initiated into life with Christ. It's from this starting point which we grow to become disciples of Jesus. It's this journey where we model and pattern how a Christian lives for young ones who come after us. Now, as you know, today is Student Welcome Sunday, right? We've already embarrassed all the college students. I won't do it again. And I was thinking about this a bit, because new students, like freshmen or first-year grad students, are very familiar with initiations of various sorts, aren't they? Aren't you? Maybe it's joining a fraternity or sorority. Maybe it's joining a sports team. Maybe it's starting new friendship groups or in a new environment, campus life, sharing a room with a roommate, buying books for the first time, the first day of classes. All of these are initiations into your life as a student. And apparently, here's something interesting for you. In Finland, there's a term for freshmen, which is mopo. Mopo. Term for freshman. And it comes from the word for motorcycle. Apparently, in Finland, this is a slang term, and it's because people of your age, you freshmen, you're not old enough yet to ride a motorcycle. So there's sort of this linguistic term, you're a mopo, you should not be riding a motorcycle. And along with this, they have this other interesting term, which is related, and it's mopo caste, which literally means motorcycle baptism. Motorcycle baptism. And mopo caste refers to freshman hazing or initiation rituals. To baptize a motorcycle or a freshman is to initiate them into being students. It's to start them on the journey of their education as students. So student life largely starts with a mopocaste of one sort or another, an initiation into a community at Brown, at RISD, at Johnson & Wales, at RIC, at CCRI, or wherever. But it doesn't end with initiation, right? This is just the beginning. The biblical pattern of initiation, then journey, and finally arrival holds true for students as well. Between getting from here, the first month of school, to there, eventual graduation, between these two is a journey. And folks here at Providence Presbyterian Church might be familiar with this kind of language, because we're people who are on a journey. We're people who are living our lives, raising families, holding barbecues, watching Patriots games, supporting each other as we go along. And if you're a person who's here this morning from far away from home, maybe a student, maybe a new visitor with a new job, maybe someone just searching for a Christian community of faith to connect with, you're welcome. You're welcome. Maybe this is a place that you will start a new chapter in your journey, be initiated into a new community of faith. We're not people who have all the answers, are we? We're people who are walking along, hoping we're going in the right direction, guided by God like a pillar of smoke or a column of fire. We're learning as we go. Scripture doesn't tell us what happens to that prison guard after this, and his household after they get baptized by Paul and Silas. We don't know whether there's a group of believers in that place that they join with. We don't know even if there's a little church that they get together with and start to learn the things of faith. Looking at the situation, we don't know exactly what that household baptism meant, except this. It was an initiation, a first step. Trusting God, we know that there was a journey of some kind, and by the grace of God, an arrival into the arms of our Lord. Baptism is an experience common to all believers. Everyone who follows Jesus is called to be baptized, not just as a ceremony or ritual of some kind, but as the beginning point of this journey. And all of us here today, as we seek to love and serve God in our lives, are on that journey. So where are you today? I've been talking to students, been talking to new folks, talking to this family of faith. Where are you in your journey of faith today? Leah Bay is at the very beginning point, and this is a cause for celebration. Some of our number have been walking faithfully for many years. It might even be reaching the point of arriving safe in the arms of God. Maybe you find yourself today just walking along, hoping you're going the right way, looking for some direction. Maybe you're looking for people in a place who are also wrestling with the questions like you are. If baptism is an initiation of faith, then discipleship, this is a Christian word, discipleship is the deepening of faith along the journey. You're invited to take another step. Maybe it's through something that's happening here at Providence Presbyterian Church this fall. It reads like a laundry list. What's coming up? Sally Lockhart knows. She's on like 20 committees. It reads like so many things. Let me just tell you what's coming up. Tuesday night Bible study on Ephesians. Wednesday morning prayer breakfast. Thursday morning men's breakfast. The 20s and 30s group. The newly emerging English Learner Fellowship. The Transformation Generation. Activities for college-age students. And more. Is there a step that you might be called to take along the journey of faith this fall? Is there a place for you to connect? A place for you to grow? As I finish this sermon today, I'm reminded of Jesus' famous words from Matthew 28, where he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." But how? How should we do it? Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And what else? Teach them to obey all that I have commanded you. Baptism is this first step of faith. The teaching and learning components are part of the journey, part of what comes next. I pray for you this day that you will take a step of faith that you're feeling called to, that you will find in this community people who are also on the journey, and that you will celebrate together with the Bay family and our whole family of faith a little one who's just at the start. Amen.